Welcome to the Principles of Success, interviewing the experts, and today's book review is on The Power of Positive Thinking. So The Power of Positive Thinking is a book that is of such importance to success that before I did this book review, I actually read the summary version, read the actual version, and or watched summary versions, read the actual version, and read the abridged version by the author.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So I might repeat the same point multiple times because the notes are in three different sections, and that's why. But this is one of those books that you probably should read at least once a year. Now, if you're not a big reader, like when I say read, I listened. But if you're not a big book person, first go listen to my learning episodes back all the way in season one. But secondly, it still should be one of your top priority books. Because if you do not think positively, if you don't think that you can do it, then you're not going to be successful. Point blank, end of story. And this quote has been around for literally thousands of years, and many people, famous people, have been cited quoting it. But the man who thinks he can and the man who thinks he can't are both usually right. I want to say it was Socrates, Thomas Edison, and Will Smith are some of the most iconic people of who say that. But if you think you can, you're probably right. And if you think you can't, you're probably right. So you need The Power of Positive Thinking. So point number one, this is a book on belief. This is a book on belief in yourself, belief in God, and belief in achievement, I guess. This is all about a mindset book. There's no tangibles, you can hold it kind of things. This is all a belief book. And this is actually a prime example of why most it's a lot easier to be successful if you believe in God than not. Let's put it that way. That's because it's easier to believe everything's going for you great when you believe in God. Anyway, so moving on. Do you have a inferiority complex? The best way to fix this is to see God's love for you. One of my favorite experiences of all time is when I was on my mission and I was really struggling, and me and my companion decided that we would pray until we could see until Heavenly Father would show us how he saw us. And I think the prayer lasted like 3 hours, but it was nice, because I'd never felt more loved and capable. Next, count your many blessings. Name them one by one. That's a primary song in the Church of Jesus Christ. But count your many blessings. Do you have a family? My brother-in-law comes from a family that kicked him out when he was 14 years old. His mom left his wedding to my sister in the middle of the wedding to go get high on drugs after he'd sliced his hand open. Do you have a nice family? Do you have any family at all? I have a fantastic family. That is one of my greatest blessings, is the fact that I had such a frickin' good family. Because I would not be successful if it was not for my good family. Not that they helped me a whole lot to achieve, but they did. It's that I just was raised good. Do you have health? Like we talked about in the health episodes. Having health is super important to success. My sisters will probably never be as successful as me, because they are too busy dealing with major health problems and aren't willing to take the drastic steps that I did to fix them. But they're too busy dealing with those to ever be successful. Next one. Do you live in America? Sorry, my European and Canadians and Australians and everywhere else people's living. America is still the easiest place to be successful. Now, it is getting harder and harder across the globe, because the whole globe is going crazy, but if you want to be successful and you live in America, you've got it really good. Now, the actual named countries that I named, you've got it pretty good too. It's a whole lot easier to be successful in Canada than it is in Venezuela right now, or Ukraine for that matter. Those are all blessings that you have been blessed with, and life is pretty good. Did you have to go to bed hungry last night? Like, sometimes I get stressed about finances, just like everybody, but a good portion of the world trying to be successful. I have a significant number of listeners that are in India. It's a whole lot easier to be successful in America than it is in India. Now, India is growing pretty good, but you've got so many blessings that you can count. Now, for my less economic prosperous people, usually your families are a whole lot better than in America or stuff like that. Do you have a lovely spouse? Like, I'm very jealous of you right now because I'm still single and it frickin' is annoying. I've had a very rough couple of weeks in the dating world and it's frickin' annoying. Next point. I realize I spent way too long on that point, but be grateful. Gratitude is the cure to sadness most of the time. So be grateful, count your blessings, name them one by one. But next point, everyone else is less confident than they seem to you. I actually had a really funny exchange with a friend of mine several weeks back, and we were talking about how charismatic the other one is, because we're both taking a charisma mastermind together. And when I first met this friend just a couple of months ago, I was actually jealous of how smooth talking he was to the ladies. And then just a few weeks ago, he tells me that he's jealous of how confident I am in approaching ladies. I was like, I'm jealous of you, you're jealous of me. Maybe it's just that we're both not as confident in ourselves as we actually are capable of. So everyone else is not as confident as they might seem. So you're doing great. You're listening to this podcast. You're doing great. Most people will not listen to a weirdo yell at his wall telling them how to be successful. You're doing great. Next, pessimism isn't a realism. I am a very pessimistic person by nature. That is actually why I have such a collection of favorited motivational videos. Because if I am alone, and why I listen to so many books, because if I am alone with my thoughts, generally, they go pessimistic. But if I am constantly feeding my brain with positive media, then I am able to keep my spirits up a whole lot better. You have to feed your mind. And that's actually his next point, is feeding your mind, but I already touched on that, so we'll move on. The next several points are all about believing in yourself. Why do you feel like you have no power? You are very capable, and he has a saying of, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I believe that's a Bible verse somewhere, but I don't actually remember. But you are very capable on your own, and if you know that you have Heavenly Father's help and Christ's help to assist you, especially when you're on their mission for your life, then the likelihood of you failing is pretty slim. In fact, I was stressing a lot about the business trip that I just got back from, and I was stressing hardcore about it, but Heavenly Father reminded me that, hey, this particular project is my project, so why are you nervous about things not going good? Everything's going to work out great. This is my project. Just go and do it. And the best part about it is, everything, it was so complicated, but everything went super, super smoothly. Like, almost like clockwork smoothly is how smoothly it went. It was actually really weird how smoothly everything went. So, believe in yourself, and especially believe in yourself when you know that Heavenly Father is on your side. You need to develop the habit of positive thinking. Like I said, I am naturally pessimistic, but you can practice thinking positively. I'm still working really hard on that with girls, but if you focus on believing in yourself positively, you will slowly start learning to think positively more often. That's how habits work. As a man thinks, that is what he will be. Your level of confidence is dependent on how often confident thoughts are present in your mind. You have to control your thoughts. Controlling your thoughts is a really difficult thing. Your brain does not like to be controlled. But if you actively pursue confident thoughts over negative, pessimistic thoughts, then you will eventually become more and more confident. Next, don't believe your fears. Your fears are a big lie, and you can choose to believe them or not. The best example of this is you go up to a girl, you're talking to her, and you're afraid that you're boring. Well, if you believe your fear, you are going to act more boring and or run away, which I do all of the time. It doesn't matter if she actually was enjoying herself. If you're afraid that you're annoying her or are boring, then you're going to leave because you're a nice person. And if she actually was bored or annoyed, she probably would leave. So stick around, unless it's very obvious that she doesn't want you to stick around. And don't believe your fears. Same thing with business. If you're afraid the person is going to say no, so you don't ask, well then, they never had the chance to say yes. Next, just like confidence, you can choose to be happy. I always hate when people say you can choose to be happy, because I also struggle pretty heavily with melancholy, which is kind of a blah depression. But you can choose to be happy. Get up each morning and choose that today is going to be an awesome day. Sometimes it works great, sometimes it doesn't work as well. But if you're actively choosing to have a positive outlook on it, then the chances are better that you will have a positive day. I'll just use rain as an example. I freaking love the day. I freaking love the rain. So any day that it rains, I'm super chipper. Now that's a outside input that makes me happy. However, a lot of people, they freaking hate the rain, especially up north where it's freaking cold rain. I've been saying freaking a lot today in my recordings. And when it rains for them, it makes it a meh day. Same outside input, two different reactions. You can choose to be happy. Is it easier said than done? Absolutely, but you can choose to be happy. Actively practice happy thoughts and actively reject negative thoughts. And then lastly, for this segment of points, picture a positive image of yourself. Confident, looking good, looking swag, smiling. Picture that. Your brain can't discern between reality and pictures in your brain. Your brain believes your thoughts. Your brain is just essentially a computer. It sees the inputs and it's like, oh, hey. And if you don't believe me that your brain doesn't believe your thoughts, I'm pretty sure some of you have had some interesting dreams and had a very physical reaction to those dreams. It was all in your head. And another prime example of your brain believing things, even when you know for a fact the reality is false. This one happened just a few days ago. I was talking to a girl. Girl said something. I interpreted it one way. And then like a whopping 2 minutes later, I realized that the interpretation was completely wrong. And I spent the next 36 hours sulking about the completely wrong interpretation, even though I knew it was completely wrong. So don't make your obstacles bigger than they actually are. That was the next point, and I just went into that as well. Don't be awestruck of others. Remember, they're probably not as confident as you think they are. And then lastly, I can do all things through Christ because I am in God's hand. Next segment is a peaceful mind generates power. Just like I've talked about multiple times through the health episodes last season, a healthy mind is vital to success. A peaceful mind is vital to success. That's why I call health, happiness, financial, and relationships attributes of success, because they all feed into each other. The healthier you are, the more energy you have to perform. The more finances you have, the more access to health you have. The better relationships you have, the happier you are. The happier you are, the more relationships you can have. The happier you are, the healthier you are. So a peaceful mind generates power. If your mind is all sorts of chaos, you're not going to be as productive or as powerful. So take time to clear the mind. Meditating is a great practice for this. I actually prefer my version where I basically call it flow daydreaming. I just let my thoughts run super wild, get them all out of my system, and then all that stress from having a million thoughts buzzing around in the back of my head are gone. Next, you will feel how you tell yourself you will feel. This is going back to the you can choose to be happy. If you are saying that you feel tired, you will feel tired. If you are saying you feel bored, you will feel bored. If you are saying that you will feel angry, you will be angry. Your mind believes you and will generate the feelings that you tell it to generate. Next, stress and boredom both make you tired. I keep jumping ahead and I'm not even reading my notes. But stress and boredom will make you tired. And those are on both of, and I'm talking about like exhaustion, tired, drained. If you are constantly stressed all the time, then you're not going to be very productive because you're drained. If you're bored because nothing's freaking happening, then you're not going to have an excited mind. So you need to be careful to try and balance out the two. If things are getting too stressful, back down. If things are way too boring, you need to accelerate. Next point, and this is where religious people have an advantage. Religion makes for an excellent, peaceful mind. When you know you have a loving Heavenly Father looking out for you, it is a whole lot easier to take risks than it is if you believe in absolutely nothing. Next up, a clean mind. Negative media and addictions make a peaceful mind really hard. If you're combating cravings from your addiction, it's a whole lot harder to stay focused on what you actually want to do. If you are constantly absorbing negative media, like the news, then you're not going to feel super inspired to be positive because everything sucks. Words affect your thoughts. Have you ever been pissed at somebody you haven't even talked to in weeks just because you were talking about them? So avoid using words that will tick you off. And then lastly for this segment, prayer and scripture are incredible peace givers. They are like a peaceful balm for the brain. So set aside a moment of each day to pray and read your scriptures, so that way you can have a peaceful rejuvenation of the spirit. Next, achieving goals. Learn to believe. You won't try if you don't believe. Those who believe they can and those who believe they can't are both usually right. I already talked on this a bit, so we'll move on. Don't believe in defeat. If you give up, you lose. If you keep going, you're doing great. If I give up on dating, well, then I probably will never get married. But if I ask one more girl, there's always a chance that she will say yes. The next one, it's only rough if you think it's rough. This is another one that I frickin' hate. But if you tell yourself that it is rough, then it'll be rough. Don't make a mountain out of a molehill. You need to take a step back from your problem and look at it from above, like it's just a little bump. Trust in God's plan for you, and work really hard. Figure out a way to get around that freaking bump in the road. If you look at the problem from above, then it's not as difficult. If you take a step back and look at it, then you can figure out how to solve it. The ice cream truck just drove by, so if that's what you heard, then oh well. I think I paused the recording in time. But moving on. Habits can be cultivated. Go re-listen to the book, The Power of Habit. That is one of my favorite books, and it's super useful. But habits can be cultivated, including the worry habit. You need to kill that habit of worry. Heavenly Father's got you. Everything will work out fantastic. Now, there might be some rough bumps in the road, but quit worrying. Everything will work out just fine. But also, this is outside of the point of the book, design your life so you don't have to be worried. If you have freaking fantastic finances, you're not worried about your finances. If the world is ending and they're crying about the coming food shortages, well, if you know how to garden, you're not as worried. But off the tangent, back to the book. Use imagination to give you confidence. We already talked about this a little bit, but picture in your head the outcomes that you actually want. And picture them over and over and over again. Picture yourself feeling confident, going up and talking to people, making that sale. Next up is another point that we already talked about, but you manufacture your own unhappiness. I used the example of the rain last time, and I have a different example written down here. And it is a story that I heard from a institute teacher just a couple of months ago. And he was telling the story about a girl that was coming to class. She's in a nice spring dress her and her friend are coming into class, and she trips, and the dress goes over her head. Now, pause. This is a very public, embarrassing moment. Most people would be would have their day ruined, especially if I believe it was like the first day of class. But no, she pops up, looks at her friend, and says, well, if that doesn't get me a date, I don't know what will. And they walked off laughing. So how you react is your choice. Now, is it easier to react negatively? Absolutely, especially when you struggle with pessimism and melancholy. But you choose how you react. Next, you need to know where you want to go. If you don't know your destination, then you are just going to wander around aimlessly. Next, fight. Fight. Fight one mountain at a time. Worry about the next business trip after the first one. But don't worry about the first one either, because you're not supposed to worry. And then the last 2 points, because I'm running out of time again, is be comfortable to be around and like people. The more sociable you are, the more people will like you. The more people like you, the more you will achieve. And because we are social animals, the happier you are. More healthy, good relationships usually mean you are happier. So that is the book, The Power of Positive Thinking. And with that, I will see you all next week.